brutality continues. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian forces hammering Ukrainian cities with bombs and artillery shells, attacking a theater in Mariupol where people were sheltering. Local rescue workers say hundreds of people may be buried in the rubble.
It seems increasingly that Russian President Vladimir Putin is willing to turn to the slaughter of civilians as a method of pursuing his goals in this war. Putin's rationale seems to be, well, to control Ukraine, I need to destroy it first. And that's why we're seeing this blanket bombing of so many cities.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. President Biden yesterday offering mixed messages on the violence.
During a crowded White House event, President Biden was asked by Fox's Jackie Heinrich if he thought Russia's Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. At first, the president said no. Then a few moments later, he said yes.
I think he is a war criminal.
Earlier in the day, the president condemned Russia's invasion and promised more weapons to Ukraine. A Russian state media outlet reported a Kremlin spokesman responded to the war criminal label saying, quote, we consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state.
Fox's Sean Lanchel in Washington. There's word from the talks between the Ukrainian and Russian delegates. An aide to President Zelensky telling the AP the main subject under discussion in the peace talks is whether Russian troops would remain in the separatist regions in eastern Ukraine after the war and where the borders would be. The world has now passed 6 million deaths from the coronavirus, according to the numbers kept by Johns Hopkins University. The World Health Organization says the number of new COVID deaths reported worldwide fell by 17% in the last week, even as infections rose, reversing a decline in infections that first began in January. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. hopes to soon have its hands on former Central American head of state Juan Orlando Hernandez.
The U.S. wants the former Honduran president on drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez denies any wrongdoing, but American prosecutors say he funded his political career with profits from drug traffickers. They say he would get money in exchange for protecting shipments, some of those shipments going to the U.S. Hernandez can still appeal the court's decision to extradite him. He was arrested at his home in February at the request of the U.S. government. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Actor Jussie Smollett has been released from jail after serving 6 days of a 150-day sentence for faking a hate crime, an appeals court agreeing with his lawyers that he should be free pending an appeal. The Federal Reserve raising its benchmark short-term interest rates a quarter of a point, the first of what could be up to 7 rate hikes this year. The Fed's key rate, which has been near zero since the pandemic recession began 2 years ago. Those rate hikes eventually will mean higher loan rates for many consumers and businesses. One of baseball's most sought-after free agents this year, off the market. The L.A. Dodgers reportedly signing former Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman to a 6-year, $162 million deal. There'll be plenty of twin bills in baseball this season.
Major League Baseball Wednesday announced 30 additional doubleheaders for this upcoming regular season to accommodate a 162-game campaign in full while making up for the delay brought on by stalled talks to end the 99-day-long lockout. The new schedule will see the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox open things up April 7th with the season now ending October 5th. 5 games rescheduled for July 21st, the second day after the MLB All-Star Game, with the Detroit Tigers and Oakland Athletics actually taking part in an unusual doubleheader at Comerica Park on May 10th, where the A's will be the home team for the opener and Detroit the home team for the nightcap.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.